website I visit most often. Nowadays, we are already hooked on using gadgets, even on browsing the internet. Of course, we can't deny the fact that we visit often some websites. So here, I will share mine. Google Search, commonly referred to as Google Web Search or simply Google, is a web search engine. It is the most used search engine on the World Wide Web. Google's main search engine is impressive. You can find relevant web pages, you can use it to translate web pages to and from other languages. This makes finding more convenient for you. YouTube offers a wide range of services, and mostly those are related to videos. You may shoot a video with your cell phone camera and upload the video clip on YouTube. It will publish on the website that would be perfect. It would be watched, enjoyed and shared by millions of people, which will bring you fame. Besides, one can download the necessary and available videos if needed. All the videos on YouTube are free of cost and there are no hidden charges as well to enjoy the videos. It mostly gains profits from advertisements on the site. Since the number of visitors is more, the advertisers pay the YouTube authority to promote their respective products. It allows learners to make their own YouTube videos. It will help them not only ensure that they can use the important information they have learned, but also develop and enhance their visual literacy and creativity. Facebook is the biggest social network in the world. It's a daily ritual for millions of people to get online on Facebook. They want to connect with their friends. But there might be other reasons as well which might compel people to use Facebook. Like, I can't remember my friend's birthday. Facebook has a notification where remind us who have birthday today. I want to read the news. Facebook friends sometimes share the news or a page you like provide a post of news. I want to express my feeling or thought through posting. I use Facebook to watch people secretly. When I get bored, I just browse my newsfeed or chat with my Facebook friends. I need Facebook to promote my work. Just like Panda Cashback and Pinoy for Hire, we use Facebook to promote or to reach out to people, to market our service. Pinterest is a free website that requires registration to use. Users can upload, save, sort, and manage images known as pins and other media content video through collections known as pin boards. Some websites include red and white pinned buttons on items, which allow Pinterest users to pin them directly. That's why Pinterest is an easy inspiration source for a wide range of topics. Everyone from the small retail businesses to major websites use Pinterest to promote its content. The idea is to get products in front of new eyes to increase exposure. The more people who see and share a pin, the more attention it receives. Instagram is a photo sharing app. And it is best at that among all other social media sites. It is known for its square image format, a virtual lack of a website and the filters it provides. Instagram has let me connect to the humanity of so many other people through images. To me, images without words invoke some human connection. You get to see the world through someone else's eyes. Quora is actually an awesome hangout. Anyone can ask a question and people answer. Why is it cool? Well, that actually leads to a more specific question. If we're asking that question, well, it only makes sense to ask Quora. Netflix is the original major streaming option for home television audiences. It was a subscription-based DVD service that would mail DVDs straight to your home. Netflix now offers up a wide range of content across every genre you can imagine. From full seasons of today's hottest TV shows to classic movies, it has more entertainment than you could ever possibly watch.